Hello and welcome to our sixth call. I want to thank you for being an active participant in this program. I am so thrilled that you're a part of this. So today's call is going to go like this. We're going to set our intention for this program and this call, and then we're going to dive deep into unforgiveness, forgiveness, and intention, and explore your power to rewire your mind through love, rewriting neural pathways of belief to set you free. And then we're going to experience a new meditation to forgive and infuse all with love. And then we're going to recap. Okay, so first we solidify the intention for this program. We've come together to learn how to bring your heart and brain into coherence to feel safe, to heal and rewrite neural pathways of belief, freeing you from the pain of the past. We're here to raise your vibration to that of the limitless love of the greater consciousness of the divinity within, so that you can create and live your life from this love vibration, no matter what's going on around you. Now, our intention for this call is to open the way for you to transform unforgiveness to love, rewriting neural pathways of belief that have blocked you from your true happiness. So together, we set our intention. So just close your eyes and take a deep cleansing breath and exhale fully, pushing out any stagnant air. And now just take another deep breath. And while your eyes are closed, we'll set our intention as we focus on feeling that breath coming into and exhaling from the body. And just listen carefully to my voice and feel the energy of my words as you breathe into this intention. As a collective, we come together with deliberate effort and focused attention to expand our awareness, to understand how to better use our power, to learn and follow through with action steps to improve our lives and fulfill our dreams, syncing with a greater consciousness as one with the divinity within, empowered and fearless. And now with eyes still closed, just focus for a moment on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude and immerse yourself in gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now follow those blessings to more. More love, more joy, more happiness, opening your heart to all the possibilities of your human experience. For you truly are limitless. Infinite Spirit, in deepest gratitude, we thank you for all that's ours by divine right, having reached us now under grace. In miraculous ways. And we ask, dearest angels, surround us with your diamond, steel, force field, shield, filled with strength, stamina, and healing energy that deflects negativity in all directions of time and protects us from all viruses. We are safe. In deepest gratitude, we thank you. Okay, so let's dive in. Today, let's begin by getting even more clear about our intention. We want to overcome our programmed belief that living at a constant level of fear is normal. We want to transform all pain and suffering of the past. Everything that's been buried in our subconscious, we want to heal that in all directions of time. We want to be free of everything that's less than love that happened before this moment. We want to be so aware of our energetic state that when we realize our energy is dipped into a fear vibration, all we have to do is think about gratitude, and immediately our body will be immersed in the elevated emotion of gratitude to spontaneously shift to that love state of being with an open and clear connection with the greater consciousness, that divinity within. We want to be so attuned to this energetic vibration that every cell in our body responds. We want to be able to immediately address negative outside stimulants as an observer and spontaneously infuse them with love, with the intention of creating a higher outcome. We want sustaining our energetic state of being to become like muscle memory. When our energy is challenged by adversity, there's no question, no hesitation. We face it from a foundation of love. And we react from love, where we hold the power. We're not swayed by outside influences. We're safe, secure, with strength and stamina, empowered through the love vibration, and higher outcomes naturally flow to us. Solutions to problems miraculously appear. And we live our version of heaven on earth. So let's look more closely at the act of intention. I want to be really clear. A firm, heartfelt intention, sincerely from your heart, loaded with an elevated love emotion, is everything. Nothing changes without intention, and life changes more quickly with a locked-in, impassioned, elevated, emotional, fully aroused intention. Because to arouse means to stimulate to action. And that's what our intention is, a stimulant for action. Until we set a firm, clear, emotionally charged intention, we can want to change our life all day long, but nothing happens. Nothing changes until we combine the intention with that charged, with that charged, elevated love emotion. So why do we need the emotional love charge? Because when we want to change our life, we're caught up in the need to have something we don't have. And our brain has that internal battle going on. You remember the one where our conscious isn't happy and wants something different? And deep in our heart, we hear that whisper of the superconscious saying, "Yes, you can have that. It's right here in your field of potentiality. It's already yours." But our subconscious is saying, "No, you can't have that. Remember when that awful thing happened the last time you tried to improve your life?" Or you feel those feelings of, "You're not good enough. Who do you think you are?" So your desire to improve your life becomes a power struggle within your brain, and the loudest feelings are despair over not seeing any headway of improvement. And your conscious is kind of just standing there wondering, what the heck? And then next thing you know, the timer goes off on the dryer. The timer goes off in the dryer, or you start scrolling social media, or you get a text, or you turn on the TV, or you call a friend who'll join you in the misery that is your life. And you feel overwhelmed, stressed, and you can't think greater than you feel. And nothing changes inside of you, so nothing changes outside of you. Your life stays the same. Unhappy. Or maybe you're happy in some areas of your life, but you know you can be happy in the areas that you aren't. The concept of setting a firm intention is kind of like gratitude. Gratitude isn't just a word, it's a state of being. Gratitude is an elevated emotion. And when you're in that state of being, vibrating in that elevated emotion, energy moves and you become a magnet for experiences of that beautiful, elevated emotion. And when we use intention as just a word, 9 letters put together to form a sound. That's all it is. It's flat and goes nowhere. But when we infuse that word with energy, an impassioned, elevated, fully aroused emotion, life changes. What seems like 100 years ago, I worked for an architect, and he would tell clients things that could not be done. And my coworker, the young architect who actually did the drawings, he would get so angry. And I can still hear him saying, "Words mean things. Make your words, your intentions, gratitude mean things. Infuse them with the impassioned, elevated emotion of love energy of your essence. Love is who you are. Use that energy. Be that state of being." This is exactly why some affirmations work and some don't. When you say, "I'm a money magnet," and you're feeling despair, worry, and anxiety because you need money, your affirmation energy tells the universe, "I want to feel bad having no money." And it responds, sending you no money. But when you say, "I'm a money magnet," with elevated, aroused emotions and feel the joy of receiving avalanches of money, you send out to the universe the excitement and joy of having money, and it responds, and you receive money. The energy behind our words is the driving force. The energy is what broadcasts out to the universe. The words are just the delivery system of conscious thought. But just to be clear, anger, anxiety, regret, feelings of betrayal and abandonment, shame and guilt, all those feelings are passionate. They're aroused, passionate, awful feelings, and they hold power just like love does because they hold so much passion. And we've powerfully created experiences with these feelings. We've been on that roller coaster of a cycle of less than love, intense feelings of anger, anxiety, worry, overwhelm, and stress, creating the experiences of our life, and we've gotten good at it. We've perfected manifesting from this fear state, and now we're ready to refuse to linger in those feelings, opting instead to stand fully in our awareness of what we're feeling, so we can consciously choose to feel something better. To consciously shift to gratitude, where we can then set our intention with the impassioned, elevated emotion of already having what we want. In deepest gratitude, gratitude being the ultimate state of receivership. Yes, I have what I want. When there's no sign of it in sight, I have the money to XYZ. Excuse me. Saying and feeling with passion, "I have the most amazing job that I love." Saying that when you're unemployed. Saying and feeling with passion, "I'm settling into my dream home," when you're sleeping on your friend's couch. Impassioned intention is everything. Your reality begins with the energetic spark of your thoughts. What have your impassioned thoughts been this week? Were they laced with fear, like anger, anxiety, stress, resentment, worry, confusion? Or were they overflowing with love, gratitude, appreciation, thankfulness? Were you bubbling over with the euphoric bliss of love of the highest order, feeling full, immeasurable joy, every cell impassioned with love energy? unless your body feels the feels of the happy love that you want to experience, nothing changes. You have to be able to feel greater than your thinking. Shifting into the love vibration through meditation and writing in your journal how you're using your empowerment tools supports you to think greater. And when you can feel the limitless possibility, expanding your awareness of your energy, becoming a new state of being, a profound, powerful expansion of love, being that, where anything is possible, you can think greater and you're free from fear. What has your body felt this week? Was it elated? Was it numb? Was it stuck in chaos? Were you practicing a full immersion into gratitude? Were you fully immersed, every cell singing with love? Did you know your cells can sing? I saw that once. Well, I've seen it more than once, I guess. I saw it in a Theta healing class. When I do the gratitude meditation twice, back to back, actually, pretty much any of them, when I do them twice, I get there on the first one, and when I do it the second time, back to back, my body vibrates, and I can feel my cells singing. It's almost like a twinkle energy, and it's powerful. When you write in your empowerment journal, you know the answer to these questions on a daily basis. You look back at your day and you can see where you used your power and where you didn't. And you can take that moment of realization to document how you used your power and celebrate. Or you can stop everything and face where you didn't use your power and infuse all with love. We have a meditation for that. And when you do that, when you infuse all with love, you transform the chaos energy to love. And you can do this because it's never too late to transform energy. You have that power. As you implement this awareness on a daily basis and follow through with course corrections, you naturally become the cause of experiences in your life based in love energy, directing and creating the effect experiences based in love energy. You control the narrative with your impassioned, elevated energy of love and gratitude. Sometimes you feel challenged when you're working at achieving that state of gratitude. It's like there's a detour. You realize you're not in that love vibration anymore. You got triggered, or you were just standing there minding your own business, and next thing you know, there's something lingering in the background because you can sense it with your awareness. There's something uncomfortable, but you're not sure what it is or where it came from. And if that energy is yours, there's something lingering in your subconscious. What is it? Well, you're probably feeling the angst of something your subconscious is holding in unforgiveness. And it's struggling to get to the forefront of your thoughts so that you'll take action and heal it by transforming that energy to love. You've set your intention to improve your life. That light you've brought in, that glow of love, it's going to shine a spotlight on your subconscious, and it's going to reveal and show you what you're holding in the fear of unforgiveness so you can forgive and set yourself free. We all have baggage buried in our subconscious, painful events, thought patterns, and beliefs that we don't dare look at because, well, they're painful. And they're still painful because at some level, we're still holding them in unforgiveness. The discomfort is your sure sign that you're not fully in the vibration of love. It's a clear sign that you're still holding on to fear energy through unforgiveness. Because if we had fully forgiven, there would be no uncomfortable charge of energy when we think of something from the past. We would feel a sense of neutrality, of peace and calmness, even over tragedies and horrific events. So instead of being peaceful in the love vibration, you're uncomfortable in the fear of unforgiveness. And now with your new expansion of awareness, you've become aware of this energetic block from the past. And I'm telling you, if this year had a theme, that would be it. At this point anyway, to reveal to us pain from the past, thoughts are coming up. We have things that we haven't thought about in 30 years. It's right there in your face. You've been programmed and subconsciously believe that you have to hold on to unforgiveness, because if you forgive, that would mean you're okay with what happened. And you'll never be okay with it because it was awful. But forgiveness doesn't mean you're in agreement with what happened, or that you're okay with it, or that you condone someone's behavior. Forgiveness is that gift you give yourself and has nothing to do with anyone or anything else. Holding someone in unforgiveness is like taking poison and expecting the other person to die. The first time I heard that, God, I was so horrified. Because it was so true. Forgiveness is about you. When we're holding someone else in unforgiveness, that pain is damaging our body, not theirs. No matter how awful what they did was, the pain that we feel is ours. Forgiveness releases you from that fear. It heals the pain, and it sets you free to be the vibration of love. And we all know that you can't be in both. You're either in the vibration of love or fear. Never both. You can't vibrate in love while you're holding on to unforgiveness, while you're holding on to grudges or judgment and resentment. You can't wallow in shame and guilt and vibrate in love at the same time. No, you can't. You have to release the need to hold on to the past and forgive. Forgive the event, forgive the people involved, and forgive yourself for the part that you played in what happened, whatever it was. Any pain that we're holding, no matter what it is, still exists in the subconscious of our body because we're holding the memory of a past event in unforgiveness. Again, if we had already forgiven, we'd be free of pain and suffering. We have to face the fact the past experiences are over, and holding them in unforgiveness holds us in the past, blocking our ability to move forward and to truly be happy. And happiness is our birthright. No matter what you have or have not done in your life, it's your birthright to be happy, to live a fulfilled square of life. Everything you could ever want to experience, to have, to be, is in your field of potentiality. When you consciously choose something new, setting your empowered, elevated emotional intention, and you focus your attention on the experience of that choice, and you feel that emotion in your body, when you allow your inner eye to see yourself experiencing your chosen experience, you impress the subconscious with a new vibration of energy. You give your subconscious power direction, and your body feels it. Your body feels that elevated emotion and is stimulated with that impassioned feeling of emotion, evoking a reaction from the universe. A delivery of your impassioned emotions in the physical form of an experience, a relationship, a material thing. This shift in consciousness to the higher vibration of love energy opens the way for anything you're subconsciously holding in unforgiveness to reveal itself. And when you've forgiven what you've held in unforgiveness, you set yourself free to be the impassioned love vibration. Again, that energy sends out to the universe a new magnetic field of expectancy, a new signature of energy. What you wish to experience is within your field of potentiality. If it weren't, you wouldn't even want it. And the universal infinite intelligence fulfills your order. When you send that energy out, it mirrors right back to you, fulfilling your order. And you don't have to go anywhere to get it. It's simply delivered to you. Here you go. This is yours. Just like you ordered it from Amazon, it gets delivered. You know, I'm not saying that you can sit there on your sofa and just place an order with your mind and it's going to come. There's probably an action step you need to take, like answering the door. But the biggest action step to take is holding the vibration, holding the energy. Because without that, you have nothing. Remember, forgiveness doesn't condone behavior or mean you're in agreement. Forgiveness is the gift you give yourself. True forgiveness heals the pain within you and sets you free. And each of us has the power within us to stop, face the pain we're experiencing, and forgive the experience, the people involved, and ourselves for our part in it, transforming all the painful energy to love, healing it in all directions of time. And it's here, immersed in the vibration of love, that you live your version of heaven on earth. It's here that the need to force your personal will to create the life you want to live stops, because the need to force your life into submission was based in fear. And just to be clear, we've been programmed to live our lives from a vibration of fear. Fear of, well, everything. Fear we won't get what we want. Fear we will get what we want and life will change. Fear of lack. Fear of not being loved. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of simply not having enough or not being enough. Always lacking. Fear of failure. Fear of success. It's time to put a stop to all of that and just be the you, the perfect you, a spiritual being of love and light, as one with the divinity. Not separated, as one. Feeling the need to force your personal will happens from a level of fear. Let's face it, the feelings of needing to make something happen is based in fear. Otherwise, you wouldn't feel that need to force. Fear's like a virus on your computer. It may still work, but it doesn't work efficiently. When we're in fear, we feel feelings like dire need, limitation, missing out, pain and suffering, isolated and alone. And we feel like we need to force things to happen because nobody's going to do it for us. We have to work hard. We have to struggle. But the truth is, when you're vibrating in the energy of love, your feelings and emotions flow in harmony. There is no fear in the state of love vibration. There is no fear, no pain, no suffering. only love of the highest order. Love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. When you actively, with impassioned, elevated emotions, set your intention to the love vibration, fully immersed in the bliss of forgiveness and gratitude, you write the narrative of being the powerful love-based cause for the experience of your life, resulting in the effect of living your life, heaven on earth. And through the act of forgiveness and the immersion into the gratitude, you create a new cycle of existence, one of naturally flowing in the vibration of love, giving love and gratitude, receiving experiences that generate more love and gratitude. You become fully engaged in a revolving cycle of love. No more struggling. Florence talks about our three levels of consciousness coming into alignment. When we're fully vibrating in the frequency of love of the highest order, we transcend the fears of this physical world. We transcend that old state of being slapped around by outside stimulants, experiences that 6 months ago would have sent us into a tailspin. Instead, now, from your new foundation of love, the experience doesn't move you. You're standing there observing. You're the observer. You're safe. You can see what's happening. But from this safe space, you have clarity of thought to understand and act on opportunities for solutions. Solutions that will create the higher outcome. No more pushing the gas pedal to move forward while tapping the fear brake. No more stuttering. No more shrink-wrapped energy of survival mode. Nope. Your dominant energy of your subconscious becomes love instead of fear. And now you're free. You're free to be who you want to be. Manifest what fulfills your square of life, your version of heaven on earth. You're free in all directions of time, as one with the divinity within, with complete access to your field of potentiality, your realm of perfect ideas. However, keep in mind, you still live in a human body. And you have the free will to take old past painful experiences back and play with them. And if you play with them long enough, you'll be able to just think about them and push your body into a fight or flight survival mode, just like you used to be able to. And this is reverting back to the old self. Plus, remember, we can only forgive and transform to the degree that we're able to think. And we can't think bigger than what we're feeling. When we're hanging on to unforgiveness through pain of the past, we operate like a malware of fear, or a fear virus program is running in the background of our life, our thoughts, and our energy. And sometimes that fear malware or virus is well hidden, buried deep in our subconscious. But when we continue to actively, consciously choose to be the love vibration, and we're reminded to do that when we journal in our daily journal pages every day, when we do that, we expand our awareness. When we gain awareness of our internal energetic flow, and when we're at the top of our game, having become a greater and greater expression of ourselves, syncing with the divinity within as one, hidden fears get revealed. And at this stage of the game, we know what to do with it. We recognize it for what it is, an energy begging to be transformed to love of the highest order, forgiven in all directions of time, and healed. And we achieve a higher vibration of freedom, and our heaven on earth evolves and expands, and we feel that deep sense of peace, that bliss of oneness, of wholeness, in harmony. And fear energy can't touch us. Achieving this is possible. It takes practice. The more you consciously choose to be love energy when you really want to throw up your hands and give up, but you don't, the more you forgive and infuse uncomfortable situations with love as best you possibly can, and you do it over and over till you fully infuse all with love, you can feel it. The more you immerse yourself in gratitude, vibrating in appreciation and love, you can feel it. The more effortlessly you flow in grace and love becomes your normal state of being, the foundation of your new life is firm, yet fluid, flowing with love. And you naturally attract to you your beautiful, happy life. Your version of heaven on earth becomes the reality experience of your life. And it may not look exactly like you thought it would. It's better. Because you claimed this or better when you set your impassioned intention. And the best part about understanding all of this, how the energy works, you don't have to wait till you're triggered, till the universe reveals pain. You can sit down and just take a look back at your life. Is there something that still feels raw and painful? If so, you're holding it in for unforgiveness. And I've created a guided meditation to support you to forgive it. So in just a moment, we're going to experience together our newest meditation, Transforming Unforgiveness to Forgiveness and Love. So I want you to just think about something that you've been holding in unforgiveness. And if you can't think of anything right off the top of your head, what has happened in the past that you feel still feel hurt when you think about it? You feel that negative emotional charge because there's something there that you're holding in unforgiveness. That experience will do. We'll use that tonight. And you'll be guided to forgive this experience during the meditation. So I'm gonna get a drink of water and let you just think about that for a moment. Okay, so now I'm gonna start the meditation. And I don't think it'll be too loud, but it is, I'll adjust it. And so we begin. Just get comfortable with your feet flat on the floor and your hands gently in your lap. Just close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. Shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with a slow, deep breath, we set our intention to be the vibration of love, love of the highest order. As one with the divinity within. And with eyes closed, we sense a beautiful mist of white light swirling, wrapping us in a cocoon of love. As Archangel Michael and Archangel Metatron join us. They take your hands and together we form a circle of love. Where they hold your hands, you feel the love of the highest order flowing, warm and comforting. The love flows through you, filling your heart and then your body with healing white light. Jesus joins us. He walks up behind you and gently places his hands on your shoulders, literally having your back. And now with another deep breath, breathe in deeply of this swirling mist of love as you become one with the greater consciousness. Just allow your body to feel this cleansing white light flowing gently throughout your cells, moving from one to another with each deep breath. And now settle your focus on your heart, where this beautiful white light glows brightly, connecting you with the divinity within. Breathe in the love. Breathe into the connection. We now set our intention to forgive what's been held in unforgiveness. Forgiving and releasing pain of the past in all directions of time. Neutralizing all karma. Healing what was once painful. And now place in the center of the circle the situation you've been holding in unforgiveness. Archangel Michael takes his warrior sword and slices through any cords, threads, cables, or chains from you to this situation, freeing you and opening the way for healing in all directions of time. Together, we forgive the past and infuse this situation with love of the highest order. And you forgive. Situation dissolves, leaving in its wake only the light of love. Now place in the center of the circle the people who were involved. Archangel Michael takes his warrior sword and slices through any cords, threads, cables, or chains from you to the people, freeing you. Opening the way for healing in all directions of time. Together, we forgive the past and infuse these people with love of the highest order. Forgive. The people transform to light and fade away. And now the aspect of you that was involved in this situation walks into the center of the circle. And you forgive yourself for the part that you played in this event. And together we send love, infusing this aspect of you with love of the highest order. And you forgive. And with another deep breath, allow yourself to feel the release of forgiveness, the freedom. And with another slow, deep breath, this aspect of you rejoins your persona, and you're filled with light, filled with limitless love, as one with the divinity within. You're free from the pain of unforgiveness, free from the past. It's safe for you to live fully in this moment of now, with open heart. It's safe for you to be happy. It's safe for you to be free. It's safe for you to give and receive love. It's safe for you to use your power to live your version of heaven on earth. You are one with the divinity, whole and complete. And with another slow, deep breath, integrate this love of forgiveness. And now with another deep breath, this beautiful love vibration that is your essence expands out from you, broadcasting out to the universe love of the highest order, accessing your field of potentiality, your realm of perfect ideas, where all that fulfills your version of heaven on earth resides. And with this expulsion of love energy, you are a magnet for what brings your heart joy. In deepest gratitude, as if already having received, focus on what fills your heart with joy. Feel the impassioned, elevated emotions of joy and gratitude at having already received your heartfelt desires. Immerse yourself into the thrill of these emotions, and breathe into this love and broadcast the spark of your ideas out to the universe, to magnify back to you receipt in magnificent ways under grace. And we ground into this love energy and bring it back with us. Just allow roots from your feet to go down into the soils of Mother Earth, all the way down to that core healing love light at her center. Those roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you, anchoring that love that is your essence. And with another deep breath, just pull that healing love of Mother Earth back up through the soils, back up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart, bringing that love back with you. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so let's recap. Today we look closely at intention, what intention is, and how to feel it so we can actually use the energy to create a new experience. And we now understand that intention isn't just a word, it's a state of being. It's the vibration of an emotional charge of energy. And we dove deep into why we hold on to unforgiveness, and why we must transform the energy with loving forgiveness. And then we did it with the meditation. You're creating a new world for yourself, a new reality, without ever leaving your house. This is your opportunity to use your power like you've never used it before. When you fully forgive, when you transform that fear energy, you also rewrite that neural pathway of belief. So I just wanted to be sure that you understand that. You're rewriting the neural pathway of belief too. And the moment that you indulge yourself in that full immersion of the elevated love emotion with focused attention on clarifying your intention, the ground shakes and the lights flash and energy takes off, molding into form, and getting what you want or better happens. So have you set your new routine? Are you learning what time and action steps work best for you? Are you writing in your empowerment journal? Are you meditating? You know, when I listen to the meditations twice in a row, my body really starts to vibrate. If you haven't tried it, give it a try. See what happens for you. You know, I saw an interview with Dr. Joe Dispenza recently where he was talking about sitting in gratitude for a minimum of 15 minutes, 3 times a day. And this can be measured with some kind of instruments that he uses, but when they did this as an experiment, meditating 3 times a day for a minimum of 15 minutes, people's immune systems improved 50%. 50%. We could all use that, not to mention what it does in sending that wonderful, lovely energy out to the universe so that it can mirror it back to you. I put a link for that on the Deep Dive web, Deep Dive Central webpage, so you can listen to that that interview if you want. And I also want to suggest earthing, walking on the earth barefoot, or sitting with your bare feet on the ground for at least 30 minutes each day if you can. Soaking up the ions of the earth. Opening that way for healing. And if you want to learn more about earthing, there's a movie that I recommend called The Earthing Movie. It's on Prime, Tubi, and Roku, and I put that information on the Deep Dive Central webpage too. So please implement what we've been discussing. Face what's revealed to you. Ask questions when you have them, and reach out for support if you need it. I want to thank you so much for being here. And this completes our call.